Let's talk about creating content that activates conversions by eliminating your passive voice. I mean, let's face it, content creation relies heavily on your knowledge and use of the English language, or whatever language you happen to be writing in. And for internet marketers, communication is everything. You can always outsource your content creation, but unless you're willing to pay premium prices or you have some other sort of insider connection to a writer, you might not always like the results you get. And while we're not going to sit here and provide English lessons or writing lessons, we are going to show you a simple trick that'll help you turn more conversions on with your website or your blog or whatever your content-driven platform is. That is eliminating your passive voice. The trick involves, first of all, recognizing the two different types of voices used in writing, the passive voice and the active voice, and both do have their purposes depending on the goal, but for the most part, active voice is going to get you more sales and a better return on investment, so that's what we're going to concentrate on. Passive voice is simply when the subject of the sentence receives the action. The subject isn't active. In active voice, the subject of the sentence is doing the action. All right, so for example, here are two sentences. PharmaCure is recommended by doctors. That's the first one. And then doctors recommend PharmaCure. And the two examples, the first is passive voice, the second is active. The first is passive because the action recommended isn't happening to the doctors. In the active voice, the doctors are actually doing the action, which is, in this case, recommending. It may seem like a really subtle difference, but it's far more effective in the active voice when it comes to marketing your product. All right, so let's go over some words or phrases or ideas that you can look out for in your content, because a lot of times they will be passive voice indicators. And when you see these in your writing, you may want to think about how you can reword them in a more active sense. All right, so the first thing to watch out for is by the. All right, the second thing is a subject followed by either is, was, am, are, or been. All right, another thing you can watch out for is indirect writing as opposed to direct writing. Like an indirect would be a printer like this is just what you need. Direct would be you need this printer. Another thing to watch out for, long-winded sentences versus brief ones. So a passive long-winded sentence would be something like candy is loved by children of all ages, or the active version would be all children love candy. All right, another thing to watch out for, confusing writing versus clear writing. So the passive example would be, the book you will buy will teach you all about cooking and the right way to heat up a campfire. And active will be, you'll learn all about campfires and cooking in this book. And the final thing to watch out for is vague subjects versus very precise matter. All right, so the passive example, one should always buy a Ford car. Active, you should buy a Ford car. The underlying point is we're aiming for clarity and getting our point across. The bottom line is you should almost always be writing in an active voice. The point of content is to make the sale in most cases. Like the old adage goes, ABC or always be closing. So if your content is winding around the subject, or if it's confusing the audience and dragging the lead away from the sale, chances are you won't close unless, you know, your product is really amazing or it's a personal recommendation for from somebody or something like that. So let's go ahead and assume that you aren't selling a better mousetrap and admit that you're probably going to have to rely on some clever and pointed content to get your conversions, and writing in an active voice is one simple way for you to achieve that goal. So don't beat around the bush. Don't worry about fancy phrasings or telling the most amazing story ever. Use that active voice. Be very clear, very direct, and make more sales.